Well, the United Way's annual campaign kicks off today with the United Way of Knox County. And joining us to talk more this morning about the United Way of Knox County and what they do and about the campaign and the kickoff is their executive director, Lon Dunn. Lon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Wonderful for a soggy Monday.
Oh, yeah. It is. And even though it hasn't really been raining so much this morning, it's just humid enough that it's just everything just, nothing's going to dry out, it doesn't feel like.
No, we're all just going to be puddle ducks.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, United Way, the annual campaign is kicking off today. It's a really, really busy time. And let's kind of start just with the United Way and kind of the mission. And I think maybe people don't even realize how many not-for-profit organizations you're involved with here in Galesburg and Knox County.
Sure. The United Way of Knox County actually works with 14 partner agencies, and we actually work with them and bring about 20 programs to the area. So it it is critical to a number of services, to a wide range of our population, to receive services through United Way.
And, as you said, 14 of them represented. One of those is V&A Community Services, and their executive director joins us here this morning as well, Ellen Larson. Ellen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about, to start off, we were talking about the partner agencies and how they benefit from the United Way of Knox County. From the standpoint of V&A Community Services, talk a little bit about how the United Way helps you.
Definitely. We work with the United Way in many facets of with our organization. We are fortunate enough to receive grant funding from them, which makes us a United Way agency. And that money goes towards our nutrition programs. So our home-delivered meals program, which brings meals to the doors of older adults in Knox County, as well as our congregate meal program at one of our three meal sites. And in addition to that, United Way also uses space in our building for their meal program. So it's a really wonderful partnership in that we both are supplying nutrition programs to people in Knox County.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things you mentioned, Lon, that you'd call partner agencies. And really, it is a true partnership in many senses.
Yes, it is. With our partnership with V&A, like I said, we collaborate for our meals program because we do the summer lunch program, the after school supper program. But then also, as our part-time staff is out with the kids, especially in the community for the summer lunch, the after school supper, then they also have that opportunity to recognize need and then call up our other partner agencies as needed. For example, if we are in the park and we encounter a senior in need of services, we can refer them to V&A. If we encounter, we had an instance where we had a child that was showing up at summer lunch without any shoes, and we were able to call up one of our partner agencies and make sure that little boy had shoes. So it's literally embedding ourselves within the community to identify need, make sure that we're meeting those needs amongst our at-risk populations.
It's also interesting with some of the programs you mentioned, like the summer lunch program. That's kind of something United Way kind of actually took that program over.
Yes. There had been a previous provider that discontinued services. Actually, they were shut down for some internal issues. And when we saw that need in service, and we already knew that there is food insecurity in Knox County. I mean, like it or not, it's here. And the thought of losing even more capacity to help those at risk, was just terrifying. And I was able to talk to my board, and they were all behind it right away. It was, okay, if we can make this program work, then let's do it. And the first summer, we served about 9,000 summer lunches. Our supper program was a little bit slow in getting started last year because we had some red tape to get through for approvals. Once we got through those approvals, we started serving in late November. From late November to the end of the school year, we served 18,820 suppers to local at-risk youth.
Wow.
So, the need is definitely here. And and then new for this year, we have an open supper site at the Cedar Creek Community Center, so on McKnight Street here in Galesburg. Any child can go and get supper Monday through Friday from 4 to 5.
Outstanding. Lon Dunn is the executive director of the United Way of Knox County. Ellen Larson is the executive director of V&A Community Services here in Knox County as well. The partner agencies, it's you know, it's like you said, recognizing the needs in the community and the county, and that's part of you know, United Way can't do everything, and a lot of these partner agencies can't do it all on their own either. Thus, again, we bring in that partnership.
Exactly. And, you know, that collaboration creates efficiency, too, amongst, you know, if a donor is giving, you know, through United Way, and we are making sure that all of the need bases are covered in the community or as many as we possibly can, you know, so that that stretches that donor dollar farther than it would as just a one-off, you know, type donation. So,
Ellen, talk a little bit about being the executive director of one of the partner agencies of United Way of Knox County with the V&A Community Services. How, as a donor, making that plea as to how that that money helps?
Most definitely. And it, I think, to echo what Lon said, because that money is stretched across so many services, you really know that your money is stretching into the community, because it reaches the V&A and the Salvation Army and everyone else sitting around that table, that those dollars get into the hands of the people that need it most. And the United Way does a really good job of looking in and saying, okay, you know, we can't do this, but who can? Or who is already doing this to make sure that we don't duplicate services, to make sure that the services that are already existing are the best that they can be. And they have a fantastic grant application process that does look at where those donor dollars are going and making sure that they are reporting their numbers, making sure that they're looking at how accurate those numbers are so that when you give a dollar to United Way, you know where it's going and you know it's being used effectively.
And that's one of the things also, Lon, that going around and making presentations that if people, maybe they want their money to go to a particular agency, well, you can do that through your donations, through your employer, whatever the case may be.
Certainly. And that designated giving also then resonates amongst our allocations panels. You know, our allocations panel is made up of about 16 members of our local community. They're not just United Way board members. There are other interested parties that that want to see how the United Way model works. They want to go out. They literally visit every agency that has applied for funding. They get to hear those success stories. They get to see the work that those organizations do. But then the designated giving also kind of gives us a well, the community really values this program, especially Ellen's Home Delivered Meals is one that we get a lot of designated giving for because it's something that people realize that it's not just providing a meal. It's also touching base on with a shut-in resident of our county that might not see another person without, you know, without that program. So it's you know, it's really adding the humanity to the services.
Absolutely. The annual United Way kickoff campaign getting underway, a little bit different than it's been in the past. And since you've been in charge, Lana, talk a little about it. You're doing kind of a kickoff today. You've got an event coming up tonight. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. We're going to do a guest bartender tonight at Cherry Street from 5 to 8. And we have bartenders coming in. Actually, Ellen is going to be one of our bartenders. But we also have a bartender from F&M Bank, one from G&M Distributors, Dave's Auto Body, and OSF St. Mary's, you know, are all sending bartenders in. So their tip jars are going to be the measure of their success. And there's a little bit of competition amongst our
there's
bartenders.
There's a lot of competition.
I was going to ask you that.
Show up at 6 o'clock.
So yeah, bragging rights amongst our bartenders. And you know, we will also be premiering our campaign video tonight at Cherry Street. Kat Cochran is our campaign chair this year, and she is the manager of Prompt Care out at OSF. And she has the most beautiful story of growing up here in Knox County and giving, you know, telling her story of why she gives back to the community. It's not to be missed and not to be watched without tissues.
See, Ellen, you've got the advantage here.
I do. That was on purpose. That was very strategic.
There you go. So 6 o'clock, right?
6 o'clock. Show up. With your tips.
Ellen will have your beer ready for you.
Right? Oh, yes. In both hands.
There you go. Let's talk about, are there other fundraising events that are going to go on throughout the campaign?
Well, we have, like I said, the guest bartender tonight, the Cottage Hospital hosts a chili cook-off on October 25th, and you can stop by and sample a few chilies. And then we also have the privilege of this year being the beneficiary for the Gift of Lights out at Lincoln Park. So the first three weekends in December, come out and drive through. We'll have some hot chocolate for you to keep warm as you view the light display. And the United Way campaign theme for this year is Be a Force for Good. So being the slight sci-fi geek that I am, you can get ready for a light display based on Star Wars.
All right. All right. There will be a lot of people in here that will enjoy that, too. Absolutely.
Considering I still have my RC R2-D2 from my Christmas when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's still in the box because I'd take it out, play with it, and put it back in the box.
Make sure you put it back. Got to keep it intact, right?
Yes.
Lon Dunn is the Executive Director of the United Way of Knox County. Ellen Larson, Executive Director of one of the partner agencies of the United Way V&A Community Services here in Galesburg and Knox County. The annual campaign kickoff today. Now, as far as businesses coming in and having somebody come in from one of the partner agencies, if there is maybe a business is looking to have you guys come in, they'd like to have their employees participate in a program, how would they go about doing that?
Certainly. They can call our office, 343-4434, and set that up. And also, you know, if any local employers are interested in doing volunteer experiences for their staff, that's something new that we've been able to add this year. So we've done kit builds where we've had teams come in and build learning kits that we've then set out to some of our youth programs, and you know, it's anything from we've done toothbrush robots to make your own chia pet. So lots of fun.
Talk a little bit about the 2-1-1 system, because that's something that people might not realize. It's an easy way that for somebody to find out that they might need a service. I mean, you know, there's so many issues, whether it's opioid abuse or seniors getting scammed, or you know, like when the case of V&A, somebody you know needing meals and stuff like that, they don't know who to call. Well, there's a number, and what that does, it'll direct them to where they need to go.
Certainly, you can dial 2-1-1 from any. Actually, it covers Knox, Warren, and Henderson County, because Warren County hopped on this year, so yay! And that is a non-emergency referral service. So if you don't know where to go for help, and anything from tax preparation to prescription help to the home delivered meals to even trying to find out where your local LIHEAP resources may be. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you would get through a nonprofit organization. It could also be for assistance programs or just trying to find resources, you know, especially, you know, for example, Gordon Barron's Adult Day Center. You know, people don't always know that it's there, and, you know, but it's a resource that can really help if you are the caregiver for an aging parent.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. It's not, you know, the person you're getting on the other end of the phone isn't the person that's going to be helping you, but what they're going to do is put you in touch with the people that can help you. They'll know which agency you'll need to talk to.
Exactly. And they usually broaden the scope. So if you're calling and you're talking about, well, you know, my mom's on a fixed income, she needs some extra help with this, then they hear those other little words, you know, things like fixed income. Oh, well, maybe she's eligible for LIHEAP, or maybe she needs to, you know, see about this prescription savings program, you know, the Family Wise program, or other resources. So they aren't just going to give you one resource. They're going to make sure that they talk to you for a while and get a grasp of all of the potential needs and make sure you get as many resources you know available to you as possible.
I suppose, Ellen, that's a great thing also for the partner agencies, that not everybody knows about everything, like, for instance, V&A Community Services do. So that's a great way to get referrals for you guys to help somebody out.
Yes, it's fantastic. They've got that way to get referrals, and then the United Way also gets us together once a quarter to sit around a table to talk about what's going on too. So if our referrals don't get called in by the clients themselves or that participant that's looking for assistance, we can get referrals from other partner agencies as we're sitting around a table to try to help each other out.
The annual campaign kicking off for the United Way of Knox County today. If there, Lon, is somebody else, somebody wants help, maybe they're retired, or maybe they own their own business and don't have other employees that they would like to help out, and maybe do you know donations out of their check or just somehow monthly and have an account or whatever. What can they do to get that set up with you?
Like I said, they can call the office, they can visit our website, which is UnitedWay-KnoxCounty.org. Or our address is we're 311 East Main in the Bondi Building, room 511, and we certainly appreciate every bit of support that we get from the community. Like I said, the dollars are wisely invested.
Yeah, and every one of the agencies is not for profit, and thus you need to do things like this to raise money to help out all the partner agencies.
Well, certainly, we have so many partner agencies that are volunteer run or that are operating on such tight budgets that having those United Way dollars available for them, it really decreases their fundraising burden so that they can focus on their mission and focus on, doing good work without having to have that, what other fundraiser can I do? And, and that can be really stressful. So if we can let our agencies do what they do best and serve the community.
Lon Dunn is the executive director of the Knox County United Way of Knox County. Ellen Larson is the executive director of V&A Community Services here in Galesburg and Knox County. And one of the things we talk about for fundraising events that no matter what people think about the economy or what's going on, this community seems to be really, really giving. Ellen, you've experienced that and even before V&A, just being involved in the community.
Most definitely, and I think it has a lot to do too with. We're small, but we're mighty, and we're small and everyone knows each other. So I can't go far without knowing someone and seeing a familiar face and a smile on the street. And I found that through my 2.5 years at the V&A, when we're doing fundraising efforts, people are receptive to our story, because they know each other. And this community knows, the family that this community is. And growing up here, I've had the privilege of seeing that as growing up and now in a professional setting, very rewarding to be a part of a giving community.
I think everybody knows somebody that may be in need of your services. And
definitely. A grandparent, an aunt, a parent.
Neighbor or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. And Lon, I think with all your partner agencies, and that's the other thing, we all know somebody who's somehow affected and has either used one of your partner agencies or is in need of them.
Oh, exactly. And, it's our recipients of services aren't necessarily just those who are in extreme need. We also provide, some programming that, that benefits everyone. For example, I'm really excited to announce that we will ship our 50,000th book for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library here in October.
Wow.
So, we have 1,200 local kids that receive books each month. And, we are seeing kids now graduate the program. And they're arriving at kindergarten better ready for school because they had age-appropriate reading material in the home.
That is 50,000th.
50,000.
That is amazing. I have to applaud you. That is very amazing. Well, thank you so much. Lon, anything else we need to know about the campaign itself or about the United Way of Knox County?
That our campaign goal this year is $350,000 so that we can, like I said, provide effective programming in the community. And we have 7 programs that we offer directly to the community, including the Knox County Teen Court. So we are still operating that. It is now a program rather than a standalone agency. But, that's one of the other things that United Way can do is try to, help these very worthwhile programs continue to operate even when, with the case of Teen Court, it was that the overhead was getting to be too extreme for them to be a standalone organization. But as a program, they have been able to expand their caseload because they don't have that fundraising obligation to try to meet the overhead.
And like you said, with so many people being volunteers, trying to run the program and then trying to do fundraising. This takes a big load off of them.
Exactly. And, Paula has been able to mentor so many youth in our community and get them back on track. And I love the thought that or her philosophy of getting our youth that have gone off track, looking at their future self, because oftentimes if somebody's in crisis, they're looking at today and the here and now. And she says, wait a minute, we've got to think about where, you're 15 now, you're 16 now, where do you want to be when you're 20? And a lot of these kids kind of freeze and they look and they go, oh, I hadn't thought about 20. 20's a long time away. And you're going, no, really? 20 is tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we've got to make sure that you don't have any, any convictions on your record, that you have a plan of where you want to go.
Again, the kickoff event at Cherry Street this evening. Ellen, one last plug.
Guest bartender. 6 o'clock. I'm a guest bartender. I hate if my other bartenders are on here to hear this, but they're not here right now. So I will be the best guest bartender.
And you know, great. You can tell them that they don't need to be there till like 6:30 or 7, right? You can take care of everybody.
That's true. I will take care of everyone. Just come at 6. All right. All the tips go to support United Way. So I am purely fighting for bragging rights. So please humor me.
There you go. Ellen, thank you so much for your time this morning. Lon, thank you so much. And thank you for your time here in Galesburg. I know you've been here for a little bit now. You're getting acclimated to the city and doing great things here.
Oh, thank you so much. I absolutely love living here.